to Meet Houston Missions and the Houston Simmons & Fletcher Local Mission Podcast. I'm the host, Paul Cannon, managing partner at Simmons & Fletcher. We're a law firm that likes to get involved and help out with missions, and we like to help promote missions. And if you have a missions, if you're a leader of a mission that you would like to be featured on this show, please feel free to reach out. It's free, and we do what we can to help you get your name out and find volunteers. Today, I'm very excited to have a new leader on whose name is Bob Patton. He's the Executive Director of Fulshire Outreach and Development Corporation, DBA Family Hope Fulshire, which is a mission that I've heard about before, but haven't had a lot of chance to learn about. So I'm very excited to hear about it. Bob, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about the mission and how it all came about?
Well, I'm excited to be here today. I'm a longtime resident of Katy. I've been here about 50 years. And 10 or so years ago, a group of us actually went to Fulshire to start a church. We saw the growth in the area. After 3 years of struggling to grow, we realized that there were a lot of good churches already in place, but there were needs that were being filled. And there was no food bank. There were other, and the area was growing. We observed, you know, generational poverty that it had never been addressed. And we decided to do something about it, to connect the churches in the area with the needs. And that Family Hope came about.
That's very interesting to learn. Tell us a little bit about how you got connected with the local churches and how you made all this come about.
Really, we knocked on doors, talked to pastors. We got several pastors involved. And right today, we're working with about a dozen churches in the area. I'm stumbling here, so you're going to have to help me out there. We're not only working with the churches, but also we've been reaching deeper into the community, and we have the schools and the businesses, and we're trying to draw the whole community behind us to be a welcoming and loving community.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about what exactly y'all do.
Well, we provide 5 types of services. We do food, furniture, assistance, events, and I'm messing up all over.
we start over.
We provide 5 different types of services. We do food, furniture, education, assistance, and events. For food, we're currently feeding about 1,000 families a month. I say feeding, meaning we're providing supplemental groceries.
Okay.
We're doing that with 3 food fairs, one at Parkway Fellowship, one at St. Faustina Catholic Church, and one in Wallace. We also maintain a food pantry, maybe 200 families a month of emergency services from our offices in the pantry.
Oh, and where are your offices located?
We are in Business Park, that's right behind Humble Grounds and Local Table, Fry Road and 1463.
Okay. And that's where you have your local food pantry is there as well, correct?
Yes, we have food pantry in our office. We rent warehouse space, we rent storage space, and we use a lot of churches and church parking lots for our events.
Wow. And by events, are you talking about basically events where people can just kind of come when they need food, and you may have certain days that you're open, they come by and pick up food, or how does that work?
No, by events, we do special events. For example, at the, back to school, we collect shoes. Last year, we bought 1,266 pairs of shoes for children that were in need so they could start school with new shoes. We have a Hope Fair, and it's going to be an opportunity to connect people who offer services to immigrants with people who hire them. So we're going to have about 15 presenters and 300 attendees at the Palacio Maria on April 19th and make these connections. We also do other types of events, like at Christmas, we do a lot of holiday related events. We work with churches like Second Baptist, where they have Angel of Lights. We provide people to for that event. And we do the same with Sugar Creek Baptist and some other churches. We have some fun events coming up. We have two Beanathons that are that are planned. The first Beanathon is going to pack about 4,000 pounds of rice and beans, and the second one we hope 20,000 pounds. This came about because somebody donated a large number of beans to us, and we said, well, what can we do with them? And we have a lot of volunteers. We have a lot of youth who want to gain hours for school, for National Honor Society, Young Men's Service League, National Charity League. In order to get the hours, they come to our food fairs and volunteer, and we're trying to provide some other opportunities for them as well.
Wow. Now, how many days a week does your food fair operate typically?
Well, the food fairs are we have three food fairs. They're each once a month, but okay. our pantry is open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2, and we're staffed there. We also look for volunteers to work in our office to help us with giving out food, help at the front desk. That's another opportunity for people to serve.
Well, I guess if college kids or even high school kids wanted to get some office experience to put on their resume, they could at least get some clerical type office work experience there as well.
Yes, we're always challenging ourselves to find ways to put them to work in a constructive way and serve in the community.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell us how many, any idea how many volunteers y'all typically have going at any given moment?
Well, for our food fairs, we generally have about 100 for each food fair. As we'll have this Saturday will be Parkway Fellowship. We'll have 350 to 400 families that will come out for groceries, and we'll have I'd say probably over 100 volunteers that'll show up to unload a truck, pack groceries. We also have a truck of vegetables, so they'll be unloading a produce truck and packing those, and then putting. We have all the cars come through in two lanes, and we put bags in the cars. It's a great, great job for the young people, because we need a lot of energy.
It sounds like it. Now, you said y'all have these events at three different churches. I'm guessing maybe you do one weekend, one another weekend, and kind of rotate them around like that?
Yes. Parkway is the second Saturday every month. St. Faustina is the fourth Saturday. And then also simultaneously, we do one at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Wallace on the fourth Saturday.
Wow, that's a busy Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
Well, with all of that, I'm sure it spreads you thin enough just trying to keep up with everything and track everything. So finding volunteers has got to be always a challenge. How do y'all go about finding volunteers for all these events that require so many people?
Fortunately, for those events, the volunteers have been finding us. We've been blessed with just more than enough for food fairs. The harder volunteers to find are people like truck drivers and people to move furniture. As we collect furniture in neighborhoods that we provide to largely immigrant families that have rented apartments and don't have any furniture. They've arrived with a backpack and they're sleeping on the floor. So.
Wow! Now, and if people have furniture to donate to you for something like this, how would they go about doing that?
They can call our office, contact us. We generally evaluate on the first part of the week, on Mondays and Tuesdays. We'll have them send us pictures, or we'll go to the house and evaluate if it's something that we have immediate need for. If it's one of about five or six items, if it's like beds, dressers, couches, chairs, kitchenettes, those, if we don't have an immediate need, we'll put those into storage, because we know we can move those out very quickly. If there are other items that we don't have an immediate need for, often we'll collect them anyways, and we take them up to Brookshire to the Boaz house. They have a garage sale on the weekends, and it allows them to fundraise as well.
Okay, and what's with all the feeding and everything you guys are doing, I know the food obviously doesn't come free. You got to have money to support that. You've got to have supplies to support that. Do you how do you go about if somebody wants to be involved just from a donation standpoint, where can they go to learn about this opportunity and figure out and how they can make donations?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because if we feed 1,000 families, we're giving each one of them probably $50 worth of groceries. So it's $50,000 a month of groceries that we're giving out. About $12,000 of that we're purchasing. We for many years we worked with the Houston Food Bank, and we were disappointed in the quality and the quantity of what we were receiving. So we reached out to the community in order to buy fresh produce and give first quality food. So then beyond what we're buying, we get donations from businesses. We have some grocery stores that give us expiring meats. They're getting close to expiration date. They'll freeze it and pass it on. And then this past year, we've really gotten involved with schools and churches with food drives. And we've been just super blessed with drive after drive. I'll give one example. At Thanksgiving, our food fairs, everything that we gave out had been collected in the community. We had National Honor Society at Cinco Ranch High School collected over 800 boxes of cereal. And so so 800 families were able to get cereal, all different. And it was really neat to see, because they're all different brands, and when they're lined up on the table, it was really heartwarming to see the community feeding the community.
It sounds like a school organization got together then and did their own drive, maybe at the school, and then brought all the cereal to you. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, we're working with several groups within the schools. We're working with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, with a lot of times a lot of the in the schools drive that, and then other organizations such as National Honor Society, Boy Scouts just blessed us this last week with two big bins of food, and we were greatly blessed.
That is awesome.
We will have a couple of food drives going on nearly every week somewhere.
Okay. So I'm looking at your information here. The phone number, if people want to reach you, e either to find out more about how they can volunteer or how they can put together their own food drive and coordinate that, what's the best phone number for them to reach you on?
Yeah, I had to look down here. I can't remember our office number. Our office is 832-332-5163.
Okay.
832-332-5163. People can also email me, and it's real simple. It's just bob@familyhopefulcher.org.
All right. And the website itself is familyhopefulcher.org too, if they want to go and learn more information about what y'all are doing and what you got going on and how people can volunteer and donate and get involved in other ways, correct?
That's correct. We have the website. We also are on Facebook and Instagram. We try to post events on there.
That's
Also, you can go to our website and donate.
Okay, great. So, tell us a little bit about the mission. You got any kind of future goals or future plans that the mission has in store at the moment?
I think right now we're trying to solidify our infrastructure. We're living in rented space with a lot of rented storage and things, and I think down the road we're going to need a more permanent location to operate from. I don't know how far out that is. That's in God's hands.
Into that. How long has Family Hope Fulcher been operating?
We incorporated about 10 years ago, and we've grown each year since. I guess to give an idea of our scope, our budget last year was just over $600,000. We have five part-time employees, so we operate very thin and lean and rely a lot on volunteers.
Sounds like that with an organization that size feeding that many people, y'all are heavily dependent upon people getting involved and people volunteering. And it sounds like your organization's right up the alley for working with school groups like you're doing and organizations that can provide the people. But man, with that kind of a need, this is a great opportunity. If people want to get involved, just earn those hours for those National Honor Society and things like that. Well, that's cool. That's really neat. Is there anything else about the organization that I haven't covered or I didn't think to ask you about?
I should say a little bit about education opportunities.
That's right, right. You did mention that. Tell us
Yeah,
about the education.
For us, I think one of the most important things we do is to get people signed up at Houston Community College for English classes. We see a lot of immigrants. We're seeing 60 to 70 families come across the border every month and find our door, and we're trying to help them integrate into the community so that they can be contributing members. And we're getting a lot of professional people in our area. We see doctors, accountants, business owners, engineers, and they've been uprooted from places like Venezuela, and they're seeking to build a new life in a place that's safe and has good schools. So we provide English opportunities for them. We have cooking classes. There's a lady that owned a restaurant in Venezuela that teaches healthy cooking habits every month in Spanish language. We do Zoom classes. We have parenting classes. They're based on James Dobson's focus on family materials. We do those typically at WordServe Methodist Church. We usually have 90 to 100 attendees. We just started something new. March 19th, we'll have our first class for faith and finances. This is going to be taught by STCH, which is organization South Texas Children's Homes. STCH brings in children from families where someone may have been incarcerated or in rehab, and they care for the children. When they give the children back to the homes, to the people to go to their homes, they have classes that they teach, and their ability to teach classes exceeds their need, so they're offering those classes to sponsor. So we're doing those. We do regular Zoom classes in English and in Spanish on a variety of subjects. Sorry, I had a phone call turn off.
No worries. And well, tell me a little bit about when it comes to the classes. Do you how do you find your teachers for these classes?
We have a couple of regular teachers for the parenting classes. We have a pastor and another assistant. The STCH classes, they provide their own teachers, so they're providing the teachers and materials. We're just providing the people in the place, and largely our place is churches. So we have a class starting up at Riverbend Baptist. We're hoping to offer one in a couple months at the Zion Chapel out in Fulcher. So we utilize volunteers, and people also volunteer their buildings.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for taking time to tell us a little bit about Family Hope Fulcher and the things you guys are doing out there. It sounds like you guys are basically providing a welcome wagon service for people who have come here looking for a better life and a better way. And you just kind of are trying to make it a little easier for them to adapt and be a part of America. So that's really cool. It's really neat to see y'all out there doing that and just being a part of God's hands and feet and serving
yeah,
others.
We are, and I should point out that we don't just serve immigrants. I was focusing on that a little, but we're helping people. You never everyone is only a couple of paychecks away from disaster. We see probably more single moms who have had a problem with their marriage, or if or husbands have lost jobs, or than anything else. And we see people in times of disaster. We've helped out with two floods now, and we see, you know, home fires, any number of emergencies that can hit. And we're just there to try to ease the pain any way we can.
Sounds like you're basically...
I've got a lawnmower just started across the street from me.
How strange. Sounds like you guys then are basically just there serving the entire community, you know, with whatever their needs are, whether it's disaster recovery or just getting your feet on the ground.
Yes, we serve everyone. Everyone is welcome, and we're here to make this just a better place to live.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for taking time to be on Mead Houston Missions and the Simmons and Fletcher Local Missions Podcast. It's been interesting learning about it, and I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.